So a related question from Dr. Kotz, would this patient be managed differently by Europeans than in the United States?
Well, as I suggested, I think in certain parts of Europe, and I think that it's important to recognize that the UK is somewhat different than other parts of continental Europe, particularly Western Europe, she might be offered the opportunity for careful observation as opposed to immediate intervention with chemotherapy. The difficulty is that the surgical quality in the UK is much more variable. There are certainly some wonderful surgeons in the UK, but there are also many patients in the UK that have their surgery from less qualified surgeons. And so the real risk there is that if she had a less than perfect operation in the UK, she might really be considered to be at a higher risk for having a higher stage disease and therefore be more likely to benefit from chemotherapy.
Another related question, if she did receive treatment, what treatment, how many cycles?
There are no easy answers to low stage ovarian cancer management. In the United States, the standard of care is carboplatin plus paclitaxel. The Europeans have chosen carbo as a single agent as being equivalent. I would say that the data support three cycles. I think no one in the United States would be comfortable with less than three cycles. The 3 versus 6 study that was done by the gynecologic oncology group is a little slippery. And the reason is that when you talk about low stage disease, you have a low event rate. That is, 70% of the patients will be cured from surgery alone and will never be able to contribute to the power of the study. So all of the outcome really depends on what happens to that last 30%. And powering a study to answer a real question in that context is very hard. What you saw in the 3 versus 6 study that was done by the gynecologic oncology group was there was a trend that did not meet statistical significance towards superiority for 6 cycles of therapy.